My name is Sadia Rashid. I am in grad school here, and I'm studying speech pathology. I was just very anxious and very upset and felt very alone, and to the point where I just didn't even want to wear my headscarf today. I was like, I'm just don't want to do anything, and I didn't want to get out of bed. For some reason, the world became all Trump supporters to me. I don't know why, and I was walked out of my house today, and I just felt like I was surrounded by people with like hatred in their hearts towards me, and this is just making me a target, and I felt unsafe. I am trying to accept it. I am kind of like in a denial slash accept. I'm like up and down with it, denying like, oh, I hope it gets repealed or something happens, and like all those denial things. I'm having like this wave of calm where I'm like, okay, now we just need to bind together more than ever. And like, you know, so I'm like up and down, panic, calm, panic, calm, panic, calm.
Maddie, George, and I am a senior design student here. I'm angry and I'm sad and I'm in shock. And I'm at a loss for words, and yeah, I cannot believe it. I cannot believe it, and it's shocking to me. I feel like I need to wake up right now, but I can't. This is the real thing, and it's terrifying. It is terrifying. I gotta be strong. I have to try to be positive. I know that there are a lot of people who don't have the privilege to feel safe right now, and that it's just my heart is broken, and I'm gonna just try to heal with everybody else, honestly. And doing protests like this is how I'm gonna do it. I don't know.
I'm a junior. My name is Sarah Jones.
I've been having this flashback of when I kind of first became aware of politics. It was like the Bush Gore campaign, and just watching how I thought Al Gore would win, and that devastation when he lost, and what the country went through after the next 8 years from that. And I'm just, honestly, I'm scared. I've kind of realized that right now I just need to be a rock. I can't crumble under this pressure that this man was elected president. Honestly, I'm at a loss of words, and by standing here, I didn't have to say very many words, but I still showed my support